Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life, who died, reigns immortal. So who's going to win? We ask that question all the time, don't we? At a basketball game, the Oscars, even in the courtroom. The reality is that there are always winners and losers. But who wins when the battle is between life and death? On Easter Sunday, we have this strange hymn inserted right before the Alleluia. I wasn't even sure if we were supposed to sit or stand when we said it. As you might have seen in the book, it's called The Sequence. It was originally written more than 1,000 years ago as a poem with one statement following the other. Hence the word sequence. And one of its most beautiful lines gives us the image of a battle, a combat stupendous between death and life. Who's going to win? You see, there are sometimes in a competition that you're not so sure who's going to win. So I was thinking about a simple competition this morning. Let's see. Can you help me with our simple competition this morning? Yes, sure you can. Come out here so everybody can see you, right? Simple competition. Tell everyone your name. Juan. Okay, Juan, come over here. So you know there's a simple competition where you flip a coin. And it's either going to be heads or tails. Come on up here, Juan. You know, it's a 50-50 chance, right? Either heads is going to win or tails is going to win. So, should we do two out of three? Two out of three? I'll let you pick. So, do you want heads or tails? Tails? Okay, let's see. Heads. Okay. Go again here. Tails still. Tails. Okay, we're going to go tails all the way through, okay? So you won't confuse me here. All right. Tails, all right. Heads. You want to do three out of five? Three out of five. Okay, here we go. Heads. That's okay. You take that. Very good. Thanks for helping us out this morning, Juan. So, you know, that's what happens. When you flip a coin, it might be heads, might be tails, and you could say that either one has the same chance of winning, right? But when the battle is not between heads and tails, but between death and life, for most of our history, death won. People might have lived long lives, good lives, full lives, but in the end, death still won. It always won. Until 2,000 years ago, when everything changed. On Good Friday, when Jesus was hung on the cross, it looked like one more valiant effort that just wasn't enough. It looked like death still won. Little did we know that at that moment, death and life were in a combat stupendous. Death dealt its normal fatal blow, but it wasn't enough. And so the story changed from that point on, for you, for me, for everyone. Death will always look like the winner, because we all still die. But it may not have the last word. Now, to be clear, the result of this combat is not that life always wins, but that death doesn't have to win. You know, the score is no longer 1,000,000 to 0 for death, but it's not 0 to 1,000,000 either. Life only wins if I die with the Prince of Life. Sometimes death still wins. I worry and I pray when someone dies who could have been baptized but wasn't. I worry and I pray when someone dies who never repented of a serious sin. I worry and I pray when someone dies who publicly led other people away from God. I've seen all of those. Unfortunately, sometimes death still wins. But the difference is that it doesn't have to anymore. That's what I saw in the eyes of 35 people last night. Some of whom walked out of that baptismal font as a child of God. Others who made their profession in the Catholic Church, and all of whom received the body and blood of Christ for the first time. That's what I heard in the voices of people last Monday, when there weren't even confessions scheduled, but I ended up hearing them until it was time to lock the church. Death doesn't have to win. Whatever brought you here this Easter morning, joy, guilt, habit, obligation, whatever, please know that before Jesus rose from the dead, you always would have lost this one at the end of your life. But because death and life have contended in a combat stupendous, the question, who's going to win, is no longer a foregone conclusion. Life can be the winner.